Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, 2018, we thank God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Y'all know it's right. That's the song. Jesus saves from the cross to the grave. Doesn't matter where you are, Jesus saves. And all in between, He saves. No matter how great you are, no matter how much you're struggling, at the end of the day, recognize that Jesus saves. And how does He save? He saves because of His blood. It is through the blood of Jesus that we are saved. And so we thank God. I know I really do. We thank God. We thank God that He, Jesus, lives in us. Amen. It's Good Friday, and I'm praying that you are ready to spend time worshiping the Lord, hearing from the Lord, recognizing and remembering the sayings of our Savior and how they impact your life and how they impact your faith and how they impact who you are, and that in that you would come to the conclusion that after all that's said and done, Jesus continues to save. He continues to meet the loss. He continues to meet the loss right where they are, no matter what's going on in their life. He continues. Our Savior, my Savior, continues to meet the loss right where they are. And so we say that Jesus saves. And I'm glad about it. He saves. How are you so sure He saves? Because I have been saved by the power of Jesus. Saved by His power divine. So y'all don't know that. Y'all don't know that song right there. Saved by His power divine. Amen. I know it's true. I know it's true. Well, I want to thank you and welcome you into some time together. On today, you know, we've got worship happening tonight. Then we've got three opportunities for worship on Resurrection Sunday. Amen. So you need to join us in one of those opportunities. We'd love to see you. Tonight, at 7 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. We'll be having some time with a concert, just singing praises unto our God during this Passion Week, this Good Friday service. We want you to just join us. We're going to be at our Spring Creek location, which is 1065 Elton, E-L-T-O-N, Elton Street in Brooklyn, New York. You can meet us there and just enjoy the singing, enjoy the time of being ministered to, enjoy God meeting you right at the point of your need, right where you are, and just spending some time with the Lord, spending some time worshiping and praising the Lord, because He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. If you believe it, if you know it's the truth, and I want you to meet us in worship tonight. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to sing praises unto His name, and we're going to believe God for the impossible. We're going to trust God for the things that we can't even see Him. We can't even trace with God. We can't even imagine how He's going to do it. It won't matter, because we're going to trust Him. 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 So tonight, come join us. Be with us at 7 o'clock, Spring Creek location, 1065 Elton Street, right on the corner of Flatlands, inside the school auditorium right there in Brooklyn, New York. And so we believe God for you. We believe that God's going to meet you at the point of your need. He's going to minister absolute life to you. And so come be a part of that. Amen. Amen. And then Sunday morning, we have three worship experiences that are set. We have first one's at 7 a.m., and that's on our East New York campus on the corner of New Lots and Pennsylvania Avenue, inside of our New Lots campus. And we want you to come be part and grow with us. Bring your family, your friends, and come to that one-hour service at 7 a.m. It's a one-hour service. We're just going to spend some time in the presence of the Lord and hearing what the Lord would say to us on that Resurrection Sunday. Amen. And then we have two more worship experiences, opportunities for you, and that is at 9 a.m. And 11:30. And those worship services are at our Spring Creek location. You can meet us again at 1065 on the corner of Elton and Flatlands, inside the school auditorium. You can meet us there where we can worship the Lord at either 9 a.m. or 11:30 a.m. at one of those services. And so we'd love to see you. Look forward to seeing you. Bring somebody with you. I believe that the Lord is going to minister very powerfully to His people. I'm believing God for salvation. I'm believing Him to save. I'm believing Him for a record in every way, a record attendance, record responses to the altar, record giving the lives to the Lord. I'm believing God for records, and I want you to believe God with me that He's going to just make a huge, huge difference in the life and ministry of so many people who will meet us and come ready to worship. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be there. We trust God that you're going to be there, and you're going to see the hand of God bless and make things different in your life, in the life of folks that you're going to bring, or the people that you know who are coming. So we're believing God for that. Well, what do we do on this Good Friday? On this Good Friday, we want to just pray, and we want to thank God for Jesus. That's what we want to do. We want to thank God for Jesus. We want to thank God that Jesus lives. We want to thank God that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Amen. We want to thank God for the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Because without the resurrection, if he stayed in the grave, it'd be no different. He'd be no different than anybody else. But our Savior, our Lord, 3 days after going down into the grave, 3 days, he rose with all power, in his hand. And so we want to thank God. We want to spend time and thank him for doing just that. Amen. Let's pray. Oh God, gracious God, we are thankful to you and bless your holy name. We acknowledge that you are good. She is everlasting, and your truth endures. It endures. It endures to all generations. And we thank you, God. We bless your name. We magnify you. We honor you. We lift up your name because you're good. We know that you are working on our behalf. We know that you are in the midst of what's happening and what's going on in our hearts and in our minds. And God, we know that you have saved us. And so, and for those who are not saved, we know you can save our family members that are not saved. We know that you can save, Lord God, those who are missing you right now. We know that you can meet them right where they are, and you can make the difference that they need in their life. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, that you're doing even now. We trust you, we believe you, and we stand on it, that you who have begun a good work in us is able to perform it. We trust you to work it out. We trust you to perform this as a great work. We trust you, Lord God, to do what we cannot do, and that is to meet us in our sinful state, meet us in our sinful place, and save us and take us to the next place and the next level in you. And so, God, tonight, we want you to bless us and minister to us today as we spend time in your presence, today as we lift our hands before you and as we worship and adore your holy name. Would you please yourself, bless yourself, and God, in blessing yourself, meet us and then meet our needs in the name of the Lord. Not just the needs that we have for great things, but God, meet our need for us for salvation. Meet our need for loving you. Meet our need for spending our lives following you. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you because we trust you to save. We are believing you for souls. We are believing you for people who are lost. And we thank you that in this season, you are going to draw the lost to you. And God, armies are being developed so that you can be glorified. So Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We stand on it. We know that you're in the midst. We know that you're working. We know that you are going to continue to bless us and to make our ways prosperous. And we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus that you be glorified, that the enemy be horrified, Lord God, and that your people will be lifted up before you. So Lord, go before us now as we go through this day, and we trust you to help us to celebrate the fact that surely our Savior died at Calvary. Amen. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. And let's go find time to worship and to bless the name of the Lord and just to fix our mouth and say, surely our Savior died at Calvary. God bless you. We love you. I'll see you tonight and I'll see you on Sunday. Bless you.